This morning we're studying the fifth verse of Psalm 27. Some of you know that I used to go to Jewish day school growing up. That was a big part of my formative Jewish education. And at the Frisch Yeshiva High School, we had some teachers that were big on memorization. And for whatever reason, this is how I memorized verse 5. Sheltering me in your sukkah on a bad day. You grant me the protection of your tent. Raise me high upon a rock. The reference to sukkah in this verse evokes the holiday of Sukkot for me. As the weather turns and the hottest days begin to yield a cool one from time to time, I begin to think about my own sukkah. This sukkah is a flimsy one. It's hard to stake to the dry Spokane soil, and every year I figure out a new way to secure it. But each year at some point, it blows in. And luckily this collapse usually happens after I have done my big entertaining for the season. Whether it's the Gonzaga Jewish Bulldogs or Jewish students who come over, or we've had a big community party, the fallen sukkah is inevitable. Some years we resurrect it, and some years we leave it fallen until it's time to take it down. And then we gingerly try to preserve it, each pole, the canvas, hoping that next year we will become expert sukkah engineers. Yes, we could accumulate giant sandbags or cement, as our local Chabad rabbi has suggested, but this just seems counterintuitive to what the sukkah is supposed to be. We're not building an addition onto our house. We are leaning in to the fragility of the Israelite experience of wandering in the desert. We're leaning into the farmer in the field. We're leaning into all the natural elements peeking into our sukkah. This year there will be no gathering at my mini farm. I don't want a shelter in the sukkah on a Yom Ra'ah, a bad day. But I am angered that Sukkot, like so much, feels like it has been stolen by those who simply don't care enough to heal our nation's illness. The verse juxtaposes hiddenness and shelter with great openness and exposure. Raise me high upon a rock. This year may I reject the feeling that says, don't bother to build it. No one can come, and the teens will eat fast and go inside, so what's really the point? This year, building the shelter, even though we know it will fall, even though we know it will be sparse, let's build it anyway. Let's find a sukkah, even if we wear a mask and social distance ourselves. In sheltering, in entering God's tent, we will be raised up upon a rock. We will be moved in new and unexpected ways. As we were at Pesach, so will we be at Sukkot. May our 2020 5781 Sukkah, not evoke a Yom Ra'ah, a bad day, but rather strengthen us to build and or visit, to shelter safely even one at a time into a Sukkah, and God will raise us up. As Psalm 51 says, let us turn our sackcloths into joy, and Sukkot will be yet another opportunity for unexpected transformation.
Nine, 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 nine